If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
All right. Let's go. We didn't know that you hadn't seen the Wood Chipper of Justice.
Wood Chipper of Justice is real, baby. Don't say it ain't.
Somebody said yesterday it's been set to puree. I'm going to bring my blender down and you're going to tell us where we are.
Moose.
What was your friend in the Wood Chipper, Manafort? What is with this shady mother? Really? He's conspiring with a Russian after he's already been arrested?
It's like, who can I talk to get my thoughts off my mind?
Boris and Natasha.
Moose and Squirrel.
I shall ask Moose and Squirrel to write op-ed with me.
Mr. Big?
So now Mueller's revoking his bail.
He's
going
to try to get him, yeah.
That's what I said. How does that shady MF-er get bail? Look at him. You know he's a flight risk. He's like, He's going to get a second pre-dawn raid. That's what's happening to this. Under the prison. Lock him up.
But now he's got his leg tag back on.
Right.
Right? You know, the funny thing is.
Hubris, Malcolm.
Where would he go? Is he going to go get an apartment next to Snowden? Because that's the only place he has to go is Russia.
Right.
And his money, he can't access this. Therefore, it's no good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right? You don't have any money. Don't go away.
He's got rubles.
Your money's no good here.
He's got any rubles?
He's got rubles.
His money is all...
Not in a good way.
He forfeited $4 million of property to get that ankle bracelet off.
Wow.
Wow.
And now he's getting the ankle bracelet back
home.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
It's like a brother.
I mean, Malcolm, this is really... This is breathtaking. Charlie Pierce wrote today of his lawyer saying that he can't commit obstruction of justice because he's the president.
So Nixonian.
Charlie's like, dude, you don't go full Nixon.
I know.
We're already full Nixon. I mean, it's insane between that and the Manafort story, right? Just hubris. I don't know what to say. It's just their arrogance and their, I mean, that was a story that it was yesterday about Trump thinks he is, because he's done it his whole life.
Right.
He thinks he can do whatever he wants and he'll get away with it.
I've said this 1,000 times. He thinks he's dealing with a deputy assistant district attorney in southern Manhattan dealing with real estate.
Right, yeah. Civil.
And he does not know
what
he's dealing with, which is the Wood Chipper of Justice. Yeah. Right?
Well, here's what's up this morning in Wood Chipper News. Bob Mueller has asked Deutsche Bank to share data on accounts held by Trump and his family. A person close to the matter said Germany's largest bank received a subpoena from Mueller weeks ago to provide information on certain money and credit transactions. I mean, here we are, Malcolm, where, you know, he said or people around him have said if they get close to finances, he and his family, he's going to fire him.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. Uh-huh. We've been waiting for this for almost a year. Yeah. The Deutsche Bank financing that he's had is the only money he could get in 20 years.
Yeah.
And
this is what Maxine Waters, our friend, was trying to go after.
That money was guaranteed by Moscow.
Right.
And Deutsche Bank has responded to the subpoena, and this morning is going to be glorious. Actually, I'm sorry. It's
a
good thing you bought me some water.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I'm going to have a schadenfreude-liciousness, saccharin-filled seizure. Because we are now at the point where you look into Deutsche Bank, the only other place left to look is in the tax returns.
Yeah.
You have to match the two documents together, and that will send Trump into orbit.
Yeah.
Well, along with either Mueller or Colin Kaepernick being Times Person of the Year.
Oh,
I put them both.
There you
go. Mueller slash Kaepernick.
Please let it be Hillary. Hillary kneeling with Colin Kaepernick.
There you go. And with Mueller at behind.
Well, I'm drinking.
This is fantastic. I love the Politico piece. White House paranoid. Everyone thinks they're being recorded.
It's true.
They are. We've known that since the 60s.
Wait a minute. You talked about that, Malcolm. Why, as the head of intelligence, Michael Flynn had to know his calls were being monitored. So what is the explanation that he was ordered to lie?
That very night after, I think it was the 29th, I was on Hardball.
Yeah.
And they asked me, they were like, what do you think of this? And I'm like, this guy's the head director of defense intelligence.
Right.
He would know all of the monitoring platforms we use, especially the one we call OFM, Own Force Monitoring.
Right.
So if you use a government phone, there's a little tag on it that says, yeah, these phones subject to monitoring.
Right.
You call the Russians, he would have known at the top secret level what the units and organizations are that would be monitoring that call. The only thing that would allow for this,
yeah,
for him to believe that he was above this, was what I call the belief that they were masters of the universe.
Right.
Once they won the election,
hubris,
we would control, right, everything, and there's no one that can touch,
okay,
us because we own it.
Now. That's what you tweeted. You said, discussing Flynn admission, he lied about discussion with Kislyak. This likely means Flynn was ordered to make the call to Moscow by Pence/Trump, thus admitting he lied, could be forced to give up Trump.
Might be Flynn Penn around here.
I know. Wait, we might need our evil laugh, Sean. We might need our...
Just watched, okay, that the other day.
What?
I just watched that film the other day.
Is it wrong to be this happy this early? I am waking up with impeachment wood.
That's what I'm doing.
Simmer down, Shirley.
Okay, all right. Petering out. You also tweeted, if this McFarlane email is accurate, then the transition was not only aware of the Russian cyber attack, but knew the results were rigged to get Trump elected. Let's see what else they confess to. I mean, I swear to God, though, they have a different BS and sometimes two different BS excuses for everything, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, she meant that's what the Democrats were going to say.
That's not what?
It was a private email where she was saying that they were going to say that, but that's not what she wrote.
If you read the email, and I did a deep dive forensics of it yesterday, you could easily see this was a team message.
Right.
And she was taking the minutes of a discussion,
yeah,
that was had, and she was outlining what was discussed.
Yeah.
And then she sent a carbon copy around to Bannon, Reince Priebus, all the rest of them. But it said very clearly in there, Flynn will go to the Russian, to Kislyak, right, to talk about, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And that comment about through the election for Trump, I think that was just off the top of her head. I think she thought, yay, the Russians did this for us.
Yeah.
I could not see any inference in there where it was, and as the Democrats believe.
Right.
Not at all. No.
It's
very clear, and they can try to engineer it all they want, but I think she was just...
It's like these Don Jr. emails. This really is stupid.
Yeah,
it's
just not smart.
Regarding dirt on Hillary Clinton to throw the election.
Right.
Like,
and
oh my God,
and
what?
Now we know who the next person to be interviewed is by the Mueller investigation.
Yes.
Because there's, and this is why I was saying this in my tweet, it was significant. She can either lie and go to prison,
yeah,
or she can tell the truth,
yeah,
and say who was in the meeting, what was discussed, because we already have your email,
right,
and we have Mike Flynn's version of what was done in that meeting,
right,
and you have a choice: lie and cover Trump, go to prison,
yeah,
tell the truth, turn over everybody in this chain, email chain.
I might accidentally agree for the first time ever that maybe we should keep Gitmo open, because I don't know if we have a big enough facility for all of them. Is Supermax big enough in Colorado?
You have to build another one.
Yeah.
No, because I was like, what about Dowd? What about his lawyer? Like,
witness for the prosecution number 55?
Yes. I love this tweet. I love this tweet yesterday. Someone said, as a lawyer, I can confirm that I frequently compose tweets confessing to crimes and send them from my client's Twitter accounts.
So
everything
matter
they say
of fact
is so ridiculous.
I know.
It's like, his lawyer composed the tweet, misspelling or saying a pled, as you know, in lieu of a pleaded, which is what a lawyer would say. Anyway, right, Malcolm? Malcolm's tweeting something.
Yeah, Malcolm's checking out what it is when a lawyer
I just like sitting
engages
next
in
to
a
him.
Criminal activity.
Right. Isn't he a witness now?
Like, yeah. Well, in fact, what he does is they can claim that he is now engaged in a criminal act and lose attorney-client privilege, be hauled in to say the truth. Did you actually write that? Did you not? And, you know, I'm afraid to say it. When you have a federal investigative team in there, all right, they have all the force of an FBI officer, or they usually bring an FBI officer in with them.
Yeah.
And they expect you to lie.
Yeah.
Right? So that lawyer is going to have to bring in his lawyer.
Right.
And is going to have to either tell the truth.
Happy days are here again for comedians and lawyers.
And if he says, I wrote that email, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Then he has put Donald Trump in far greater jeopardy than he was if Donald Trump had written the email.
Yeah.
But if he comes out and says, Donald Trump wrote the email and yeah. I just fell on my sword, we have yet another obstruction of justice card.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like these guys.
There's so many lawyers that need lawyers in this whole cabal.
They all have lawyers. Yeah. And just about everybody in the old executive office building is lawyers.
Thank you, by the way, for another nearly sold-out Sexy Liberal Resistance Tour show this Saturday in San Francisco with Leader Pelosi, who by that time could be president. Now there's a gangsta mic drop for the end of Sexy Liberal. Bam, bitches! She's POTUS, bitches! You tweeted, stand by for trouble. Trump knows he's trapped. He will lash out soon. That's sort of an evergreen tweet. You could just, I was like.
No. I felt this week that it was significant.
Yeah.
I felt the threat of Trump really going off this week.
Yeah.
What he did was, do you have the one about being punch drunk?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the next one. What I said following that was, when he, within 24 hours, Trump started going out after Hillary Clinton, started going out after Comey. And I said, this is like a person who's punch drunk. Mm-hmm. And they just
saying
don't.
Hillary Clinton lied to the FBI when Comey, no friend of Clinton, clearly said that she did not.
Right.
What is he even talking about?
Right. And it's like a person who's just now swinging wildly with their eyes closed and they can't
don't
see.
Don't you picture Mueller just holding
staggering.
His forehead, though? Just.
Yeah, that's right. Like the Three Stooges, right? With him holding his forehead going.
Like the little rascal.
You have a cut for everything.
Yes. All right, we're going to talk about Malcolm's Twitter fight with Julian Assange after the break. Oh. Rapey McRapeface. He coined it. It's trending.